You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I love when Stiz has to tell me to let it drop on a rejoiner before I...
I saw him give you that, like, one-second finger.
Wait, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
WEEI Afternoons, that voice you heard was Brian Ferzocco, our buddy who's usually not really behind the glass to us. He's usually behind glass, concrete wall.
Three levels of
way
glass.
The hell down there,
they
concrete, in a little closet running the Twitch and all the cameras. But on Fridays, we let him out for a short segment here. Usually we talk NBA. We're not talking JB being a top three MVP candidate
today. By default.
We'll handle that next week, Ted. Save it all for next week, Ted. Okay. For Zoko,
I've never seen Ted get that. Just quickly, I've never seen Ted just so defensive during a break before, too.
Oh, yeah.
When you brought it up, he immediately
by default.
Had like a
by default
thing. So it was quick. I'd like to see how the inner workings happen off the air here. But no, quickly, just this whole week, you know, as you said, I sit back there a couple rooms away, and before I get on, it's almost 19 hours of having to listen to a combination of you three or you and Fitzy. And
brutal.
Fortunate to listen to is how I would have
And it weighs on me for sure, but, you know, there's a lot of times where you guys are giving takes, and I'm just sort of sitting back there, and I'm, you know, I can't weigh in. There's enough voices on the show, they don't need to hear mine.
We got to get a camera on you just reacting to our takes. Just a silent film of you reacting.
Just
awesome.
My face. No,
just your face.
No microphone or anything. So I think people are already letting the Patriots off the hook heading into the playoffs. It feels like everyone sort of feels like this season's already, you know, what happens going on is just gravy at this point. This season's been a success. You have your coach of the future. You have your quarterback of the future. And I'm not debating those two things. That much is clear. Vrabel is a great coach. Drake May has proven that he can be an elite quarterback in the NFL. But to me, the idea of, well, you know, it'd be great if they beat the Chargers, but it's, you know, it's not a big deal if they fall short. The Bo Nix-led Broncos. Like, to me, I look at the AFC, and everyone's talked about Burrow not being in, Mahomes not being in. Josh Allen's team is, you know, not what it's been in the past couple of years. Patrick Mahomes obviously being injured. Like, this is sort of an opportunity for the Patriots. You're a 14-win team. You're the 2 seed. The 2 seed since it's been, since they included the 7 seed a couple of years ago. They're 9-1.
So Super Bowl or bust? You're joining Stiz in Super Bowl or bust?
I'm sort
He's
of
working
leaning
his
that
way.
Way.
Going there. He's working his way.
I really
there.
Need
really
to land the plane though.
Okay, all right.
Because everybody tells me Bo Nix kind of sucks. Your guy Sean Payton. You hate Sean Payton. I haven't met anybody who hates Sean Payton as much as you, Andy.
And a lot of people are saying the Broncos are the worst number one seed in can't remember how long.
Right.
Like they don't even know what the last bad one was.
And if that's the case, then why shouldn't the Patriots be expected to go make a deep playoff run? Why shouldn't they be expected to be the team that comes out of the AFC?
So this is a failure if they lose on Sunday, certainly, and you think could be a failure if they don't even go further.
I think it's undebatable. If they lose Sunday night, it is a failure with a capital F. No doubt about it.
The whole season, failure. Or just a failure.
Oh, absolutely. I think the whole season. I mean, look, and a lot of people go, well, what did you expect going into this year?
Yeah.
I thought they would be, if not a playoff team, they'd be around 9-10 wins. Mm-hmm. So could you make the argument, well, you know, at the beginning of the year? Well, expectations have changed since then. You're a 14-win team. You're hosting a team flying across the country. We've gone over all the stats about dome teams playing outdoors. Yep. Like, we've been through all that. Their quarterback's playing with a broken hand. You might hate Jim Harbaugh even more than you hate Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about this Chargers team? Scared? Both of their tackles are out. I mean, we've been through all of this throughout the week. Like, to me, if you lose on Sunday, it's a complete failure. And I think, you know, if you don't beat, assuming Jacksonville wins or Pittsburgh wins, if you don't beat one of those two teams and make it to the AFC Championship game, I think you could argue that's a failure as well.
Mm-hmm.
You should be the best team in the AFC. If your quarterback's the MVP, like everybody tells me, if your coach should be the coach of the year, like everybody tells me, you should be a Super Bowl contender.
So I don't totally disagree with the narrative, but my question would be, why are they only a 3-point favorite at home against
Because we haven't seen Drake May in the playoffs. And that's why I think they should be more than a 3.5-point favorite, if you ask me. But I think that's why the odds are set at that time.
I think a 3-point being favored is a pretty good tip of the cap to you. I don't think it's disrespectful.
2 seed versus 7 seed, 14 wins versus banged up 11 win team.
Home team out in a
cold, snowy Foxborough.
Yeah, I don't know.
They say you get 3 points just for being at home.
The oil in your fly or the fly in the ointment thing? It's more about 2 points.
Did he?
It's really changed to 2 points home advantage.
Okay.
It doesn't have the same advantage that it used to
and
have.
And I saw the other day the Super Bowl odds, and they were 6th on the list of Super Bowl odds.
The Patriots?
Yeah. And so why is that for Zocco? If this is a failure without a victory on Sunday, they should be in the Super Bowl. Why does Vegas think they're so far down the odds?
I still think it's because people haven't seen Drake May in the playoffs, and they haven't seen much of this Patriots team in the playoffs in a while, right? Yeah. This is a completely different Patriots team that was in the playoffs with Mac Jones a few years ago, and certainly a different team than when they had Brady. And you can even look at Mike Vrabel, right? As much as you hate Sean Payton, he has won a Super Bowl, right? You can say it's because he was with Drew Brees and had a good team, whatever.
Yep.
Vrabel hasn't gotten to that point yet. Now, I don't necessarily blame him. His quarterback has been Ryan Tannehill most of his coaching career. But even still, not a lot of players on this team have won a Super Bowl. Not a lot of, McDaniels obviously has, but Mike Vrabel has never gotten to that spot before. And we haven't even seen Drake May play a playoff game. I think they're kind of just covering their asses a little bit because they're like, well, we just don't know yet, right? They've only beaten bad teams, save for the one team with a winning record that they beat. So I think the odds makers are looking at that and just trying to cover their ass and say, well, we haven't seen them yet, so let's wait it out.
I side with Frizzoco.
Okay.
I think this season's a failure if you don't win this game.
So Super Bowl or bust for Stiz.
I want to say small
Ted,
F, but no,
yeah. Ted Johnson's got a small F. Frizzoco's got a big F. It's a failure if the Patriots do not win Sunday night against the Chargers.
Got about 8 this season, man. A
lot of pressure for Mike Vrabel, Drake May, in their first playoff appearance together. Up next here, thank you, Frizzoco.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh, thanks, boys.
Excellent stuff. Now back to your role.
Yeah, now go back to your closet. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is time for The Drive. Biggest advantage for the Patriots, biggest advantage for the Chargers. Final thoughts on the matchup, the breakdown we'll get from Springer. He wants you, the listener, the fan, to be involved on Sunday, and he has a full day of activities for you to partake in to get ready for the big game. The Drive is up next here on WEEI.